am passionate about, because I really want to get a message out right now. Because this message is about ownership. What does that mean for our dream world, our dream channel, our dream nation, and you and me? It means that the epitome of success is ownership. Whether that's your, you know, ever be, who you are, owning that, your weaknesses, your strengths, your abilities, your non-abilities, your, you know, all of your things, all your inequities, all of everything that you are, own it first before you can improve it. So you can't improve who you are and improve your life with who you are and all that you are unless you understand what you are. And that is owning it. And then once you jot things down and really come to grasp with all that you are, then you can tweak it. Then you can fix it and surround yourself around people that's going to help you be better and not judge you, but simply give you the critiques that can just critique and clean up your act, okay? Ownership is so freaking important. And as a licensed realtor in the state of Connecticut, today, I'm telling you, it's so important to own even your own house, because you own the foundation of all that goes in your home. It's yours. And when things hit the fan, you know what? If the market crashes, you're still going to cash out. That's the thing that I don't understand why people don't understand. And you don't have to cash out. If the market crashes, just own it. Just own your house. That's what I'm saying. Ownership is everything. You know what I'm saying? Why are you going to take your loss when you can just wait for the market to pick up and you still own it and then cash out? See, it's not cashing out that you want to do. You want to research the market and cash out at the right time. You leave your money where it's at. Now, I get it that circumstances happen, but if you find a way, then you must have the will. And if you have the will, then you have found the way. So know that. And also, ownership of understanding that, you know, your dreams are your ownership. And if you're not doing something with your dreams, see, you are inherited with dreams. Dreams are something that are brought to you by your being and your, you know, igniting into this world. Nobody can tell you why you like art. Nobody can tell you why you like to dance. Nobody can tell you why you like to do what you do, whether that is, you know, being an engineer and putting things back together or playing with the mathematical numbers all day. You get a joy out of it, and now you're an accountant. Nobody can understand who you are. So that's why you have to take ownership of who you are and ownership of those dreams. And when you ignore the ownership of your dreams, then you are simply owning a gold, maybe a gold mine. I mean, you don't know. I mean, we got to go to an auction of dreams, y'all. And I'll be right there with my little podium going, 45, 45, 95, dream, going once, dream, going twice, dream, sold. And you know what? If you want that dream and other people are buying it, then you know what? You just are copping out, or you're scared to even submit an offer on your dreams. You understand how this works? Know that it's up to you to own your life. And if you don't own it, then what are you doing? You're giving it to other people. And that's probably why you're blaming other people for your life. Well, I would have had it if my mom and dad did this. Or I would have had it if he or she didn't do this. Or I would have had it. See, you're not taking ownership. That's the beautiful thing. Listen, I know my weaknesses. And you know what? I just hope people understand me when my weaknesses come out. Because I know me. And when you look in my eyes, I have big eyes. You better take that warning and run. Because my weakness is being messed with. You know what I'm saying? Don't come for me. Let me tell you, y'all, people be coming for me. But you know what? I take ownership and I just hold my integrity. I might huff and puff, but at the end of the day, nobody's going to take me out of my character and take away the ownership that I have worked hard for, which is my dreams awake. So know that. Know that all things are possible. Know that it's up to you to go after those dreams, and know the only person who owns them is you. So you got to do something with that. You know what I'm saying? You. Nobody else can do that. Keep dreaming. And I'm sorry for yelling. I'm just so passionate, y'all, right now. I'm about to go to my closing for my clients. And mind you, you know, it wasn't a beautiful situation. We went through uphills and battles and chains and loops. But at the end of the day, this is why I do what I do. And this is why I love what I do. Because that fallacy thing that they have on Bravo Million Dollar Listing, where you're just making millions of dollars and all these things, that's just not reality in my waking life. Okay? All right? I actually talk to people. I get to know them. And I walk them through the steps and I guide them, and I don't give up on them, because when you become my client, you're now ownership of mine as far as, you know, my fiduciary promises. And as soon as I take that ownership of representing you and your listing or you and your buyer experience, I take that very freaking seriously, because I want my clients to be successful. And when they are successful in their transaction, so am I. So you see how that works. And you know what? There's an attorney involved. He will be successful today. There's a mortgage guy involved. He will be successful today. But most importantly, that baby and their tummy will be successful, because that baby will have its own room. And you know who will own it? They will. They will own every freaking piece of it. Well, technically the bank will own it until it's paid off. But you get what I'm saying, all right? Keep dreaming. Love you guys. Know that the devil's here to kill, steal, and destroy, but know the second part of that story, that God comes here to give you life and give it, which is life, abundantly. Know that you can own that.